الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام most respected brothers and also sisters at the madrasa as you are well aware that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala out of his mercy kindness rahmat and favor blessed this servant of his with the ziyarat of the baytullah and the ziyarat and salatu salam at the roza of rasul e pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam brothers one shaykh e kamil one wali of allah tbaraka wa taala one of his murids was going for nafil hajj so he asked him where are you going the murid said I'm going to baytullah So he questioned him that have you recognized the Rabbul Bayt? You're going to the house of Allah, but have you recognized the master of that house? That house that you are going to, have you recognized the master? So he said, no, I haven't. He said, well, then you spend some time with me first, and then go to Baytullah. So he made him cancel his program. So people started objecting. That what kind of a shaykh is this? Here is a person proceeding to Baytullah and he stopped him from going to Baytullah and he said come to my khanqah and spend some time. But he did not worry about that criticism because it was a nafil hajj. And after he spent some time in his company, when the shaykh really polished his heart, when he could see that his pride, his anger, his jealousy, his malice, his greed, and all that filth that he had in his heart which he was taking with to Baytullah has been eliminated. He said, and his receiver is right now. He said, now you go to Baytullah. So this murid of his, he says that, I had been there many times before, but this time when I went there, I saw the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because he went there this time with a polished heart. So unfortunately, most of us that go there, sometimes we go repeatedly. But we just see a building, a structure, and we return. We don't seem to see anything further than that. Whereas right from the Baytul Ma'mur on the seventh heaven, if a pebble has to be dropped, it will fall straight onto the Kaaba Sharif. There's a column of noor that is attached. It is linked and from there with the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The tajalli of Allah ta'ala where it is cast 24 hours of the day, how much of light and how much of noor there must be there. Why is it that we come back empty? Why is it that we cannot sense even that noor there? So there is nothing wrong with that place. There's something wrong with our hearts. And this is the purpose of all these majlises, to polish these hearts, to get rid of the evils that are in our lives and then go there and see what we get from that house. It is hudal lil alameen. If the hidayat of that house can go to the alam, to the far and distant corners of the world, then imagine a person that is right there. How much of noor his heart should be absorbing. How much of noor his heart should be absorbing. And then again, every step that you take there, Allah Ta'ala has given us the power of imagination, which we use for wrong things. Open those windows out there, which we use for wrong things. We imagine a lot of wrong things and haram things. Whereas this is what we should be imagining there, that these are the places where my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked with his sahabas. This is the place where he made tawaf with his 124,000 companions in Hajjatul Wida. Imagine, if a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has to just pass a place, a town, a city. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali has stated that he leaves behind a noor in that area. So if a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whose noor is just a fraction of that noor of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he can leave behind so much of light and so much of hidayat and so much of noor in the areas that he passes through, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his 124,000 sahabas, what kind of noor they must have left behind in that area? Why is it that we still get darkness? Why is it that our hearts are still dark when we return from there? This is the question that we should ask ourselves. Otherwise, that place is such that, believe me, that I have been there, alhamdulillah, also many, many times with Allah's fazl. But this time, because of the sohbat of my Shaykh and his duas, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed the servant of his with such kayfiyat that it is not possible to explain. Alhamdulillahi ala dhalik. That's all I can say. So what I'm trying to get across to you is that we should not consider these type of majlises insignificant, because it is not intended just to increase our knowledge. I don't claim to be any wali of Allah Ta'ala or great Shaykh, but alhamdulillah, many, many brothers and also many sisters of ours are writing that what difference it made in their lives when they went there after attending these kind of programs. So brothers, what I am getting across is one simple message, and that there we should use our power of imagination, that this is the multazam. Jisse chipke the kul seene e ambiya, mere seene ko hasil hai wo multazam. That multazam against which the chess of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam was attached, and finally that of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My chest has got the opportunity of being against that same multazam. My Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, he says once, the first time when he was making tawaf, tere ghar ka tawaf kar raha hu ya Rab, ke khab dekh raha hu. Am I making a tawaf of your house, O Allah, or am I in a dream? This is that house where we are right there. But brothers, believe me, that our lifestyles of South Africa, we take it with us. Because we buy a ticket, we carry on with our business till the last day, in fact till the last minute, and then we just board the plane, and on the plane also we have dozens of friends with whom we talk again nothing but the same business or all the other gossip of the world. We arrive there, we quickly put on our ihram, and then we go there talking. The first time when a person goes, he's very excited because he's seeing the Baytullah Sharif for the first time. So there's a bit of crying and there's a bit of melting of the heart and lots of things happen. But when we go repeatedly, then it becomes like something common. We don't give it that importance. At the most we say that we are just going for one tawaf, or we're just going to see the Kaabatullah, or we're going for Umrah. So we talk right up to the door of the Kaaba Sharif, of the Haram Sharif. And then when we enter also, first we were talking about business and about all other things. And now when we enter, then we're talking about the ticketing and about the booking and the reservation and some other things. And we arrive at the Kaabatullah. And when we return from there, we return empty. So this is one thing that we should imagine there, that this is the place where Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions made the tawaf, and we are being blessed with the same opportunity. our chest is against that same wall where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam placed his chest and cried for so long. There are so many things. I'm not giving you a Hajj talk here, but I want to bring to you a very important point or something that came to my mind, which we all are in need of. And that is that this time when I looked at the Kaabatullah with Allah's fazal, then I said, Ya Allah, ye tera wohi ghar hai ki jisko barbaad karne ke liye Abraha apna lashkar lekar chala tha. Alam tara kaifa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil alam yaj'al kaidahum fi tadlil wa arsala 'alayhim tayran ababil tarmihim bihijaratin min sijjil faja'alahum ka'asfin ma'kul. Did you not see what we did to the people of the elephant? Did we not make their treacherous plan all go astray? We sent against them a flock of birds, flight of birds, and they were pelting them with stones of baked clay. And then we turned them to an empty field of straw, of which the corn has been eaten up. Allah Ta'ala, what did he do with the people of the elephant? Now we all know that story that Abdurraha set out and he went to destroy the Kaaba Sharif. But Allah Ta'ala sent against them birds, and they had in their beak and their feet, in the legs, tiny pebbles. And the work that those pebbles did was of bullets. The most powerful AK-47s could not have done what those tiny little pebbles did. Imagine a bird throwing a tiny pebble from up. What damage can it cause? But here the person was completely finished. So Allah Ta'ala destroyed the army of Abraha, which had set out to destroy the Kaabatullah, and he saved the Kaaba Sharif. So I said, Ya Allah, jabki ababil ke zariye se tu ne us Abraha ke lashkar ko khatam kar diya aur apne bait ko aur apne ghar ki hifazat kar li, to tere liye kya mushkil hai ki is gunegar ke dil ko tere ghaibi nizam ke zariye se hifazat kar le. Nafs o shaitan jo hamla kar raha hai hamare dil par, Ya Allah, jab ababil ke zariye se tu baitullah ki hifazat kar sakta hai, to kya tu tere hukam se nafs o shaitan ke hamle se hame bachane ke liye intizam nahi kar sakta? The gist of which is this, that oh Allah, if you could safeguard your house by sending these birds with tiny little pebbles and destroying that army, then nafs and shaitan is attacking our heart, which is the home of your tajalli. Just as the Baytullah is the home of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tajalli, that noor is cast at the Baytullah. In the same way, the heart of the mu'min is the place where the noor of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can come. Allah does not reside in mansion, he does not reside in palaces, he does not require big buildings. Allah Ta'ala requires the shattered heart of a mu'min. When the mu'min shatters his heart, evil desires are coming, but he is shattering them. He is not fulfilling them. The desires will come. You cannot stop them. All our life it will come. But when the mu'min is shattering those desires, so he is shattering his heart, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tajalli is cast in those hearts. Allah Ta'ala's tajalli is in those hearts. Therefore, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Oh Baytullah, I know that you are very revered and very respected and very honored, but the heart of a mu'min is far more deserving of respect than you. Yes. Now imagine what a thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. The heart of a true mu'min, that's what it means. Because it receives the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is what we are trying to do. I don't have that kind of a heart. I too am making an effort, and we all should make an effort. But when we get that kind of heart, then in everything there you will see such noor and such light and such radiance and such glow and such shine and such beauty that the person will want to give his life. Uh, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must give us the tawfiq to obey him and obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that is the sirat mustaqim. Thereafter, see what Allah Ta'ala gives us in our hearts. Don't worry about outside conditions, what's happening in Zimbabwe and what's happening here and what's happening there. Those things can happen anywhere and everywhere. If we are going to disobey Allah Ta'ala, if we are going to use his ni'mat against his will and desire, if we are going to abuse the gifts that which he has given to us and not appreciate those ni'mats, then it can happen anyway. We must take lessons from what is happening. At present, the only thing that everybody wants to know, that should we leave this country and go away somewhere else? Wherever we go, our heart is going to go with us. If we haven't built up this heart with the taqwa and with tawakkul and with yaqeen and with ma'rifat and with muhabbat and with sabr and with shukr and with zuhud and with qanaat, then wherever we go, Allah will keep this heart restless. And if we have built up this heart, then living in the midst of all problems, Allah Ta'ala will still give us sukoon in our hearts. In the midst of all thorns, Allah Ta'ala will give us sukoon. Ahlullah, the awliya-i-kiram, it's not that they will not be affected by the outside, this thing. They could be chased from homes too, their homes could be destroyed too, they could be hijacked too, they could be murdered and killed too, everything can happen. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives them a kind of sukoon, a kind of peace in their heart, that they go about their normal daily activities and they believe that whatever is happening with the will of Allah. My job is to please my Allah, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will take care of my needs and requirements. Pleasing Allah does not mean he's going to close up his shop, close up his business, and then sit at home or sit in the masjid and read tasbih. Pleasing Allah Ta'ala means in whichever department the person is, his family life, his home life, his business life, if he's a teacher, doctor, lawyer, imam, whatever he is, he's a father, he's a husband, he's a brother. So he will fulfill the rights of all and live a life of peace and sukoon and happiness, and pass it on to others too. Inshallah, in other majlises we will talk something, if Allah Ta'ala wills, of Madina Sharif and even Baitullah. There's so many things that are coming to mind now, but if I have to start off, we will finish up Fajr time. So therefore, let us get to our zikr. But just in case it has just come now to mind, in case it slips up again, is that just as the Kaabatullah, there are so many other things, but let's go to Madina Sharif. That what does a person go to his sheikh for? What does he really go for? To a khanqa. He goes there so that he may polish his heart, so that he may get the noor which is in the heart of the sheikh-e-kamil. I'm not talking about bogus and humbug sheikhs. I'm talking about sheikh-e-kamil, the noor that is in his heart because of his obedience to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we go there so that we may get that noor from their hearts into our hearts. اپنا دل کسی جلتے ہوئے دل کے قریب کر دے یا آگ لگتی نہیں لگائی جاتی ہے. They light up hearts. So that is the purpose, that a true murid and sincere murid will go to a khanqa so that he may get that noor and that tajalli from there, some part of it into his heart. Now again, at the Rauza-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a person is sitting there, now that shaykh, no matter of what level he may be, he could be Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, he could be Muhyiddin Chishti Ajmeri Rahmatullah Ali, he could be Alauddin Sabir Kalyari Rahmatullah Ali, he could be the greatest wali, Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Ali, but all of them, the noor that is in their hearts is again just a fraction of that noor which is in the heart of Rasul-e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it is our yaqeen, it is our iman that Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam is hayat. Now imagine if a person has to sit there, he is sitting there on the leg side of Rasul-e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After reading Salat Salam, now he's sitting there and he's absorbed and he's imagining that noor that's coming down on the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and from there to the people that are sitting around there and the angels that are descending and making salam and going up. And after that, still if he does not light up his heart, then where else is he going to light up his heart? So there is something that is seriously wrong. And what is seriously wrong is our earnings are not clear 100% halal. That is our first problem, most of us. But of course, there is again another subject. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me too, give you too, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of going there after polishing our hearts, so that we may be able to really see, really sense, really, it's like how the fragrant smell of the flower comes through our nostrils and goes into our heart, mind and whole system and gives us and refreshes us. In the same way, the person should be able to inhale the fragrant smell of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's presence.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے.
I will not go any further explanation of this zikr, although we have covered a few couplets, but because of the time factor tonight we will just read it.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو غاب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा, तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा, गुना में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा, ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा, ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा, तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं इसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा, तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं इसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा, हर दम करूं मैं ए मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह, जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह, करम से तेरे बईद क्या है, करम से तेरे बईद क्या है जो फजल मुझ पर भी मेरे रब हो, करम से तेरे बईद क्या है जो फजल से मुझ पर भी मेरे रब हो, तेरी मदद हो मेरी हो कोशिश तेरी कशिश हो मेरी तलब हो, बदी में गुजरी है उम्र सारी नसीब तौफीक नेक अब हो, बदी में गुजरी है उम्र सारी नसीब तौफीक नेक अब हो, रहूं मैं मशगूल जिक्र व ताअत बस अब यही शुगल रोज व शब हो, हर दम करूं मैं ए मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह अल्लाह अल्लाह, कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह जल जलालहु La ilaha illallah la لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر او مائی بلاون اللہ او مائی رحیم کریم اللہ او مائی ستار غفار اللہ فگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس او مائی بلاون اللہ For no other reason and purpose we have gathered here except we want forgiveness for our sins. Ya Allah, we have gathered here to repent for our sins. Ya Allah, we have gathered to seek forgiveness from you because you dearly love forgiving of sins. Ya Allah, no matter how far we may have gone, but oh Allah, you are prepared to accept us if we repent sincerely. Oh my beloved Allah, young brothers and sisters have gathered. For what other purpose? Oh my Allah, you are seeing everything. You are hearing everything. You know everything. Ya Allah, you are seeing these little hands of ours raised before you. Ey mere pyare khuda, you are Kareem. Kareem is the one who gives without a person deserving. Oh Allah, we know that we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. We know that because of our sins, if the earth has to split open and swallow each and every one of us, if the flood waters have to destroy us, if the gale force winds have to destroy us, we know that we are deserving of that. But oh Allah, you are Rahim and you are Kareem. And Kareem is the one who gives without a person deserving. We are deserving of punishment. But oh Allah, you are prepared to give your rahmat and your mercy to those who raise their hands and seek forgiveness. Ya Allah, therefore we are seeking from you, from your shan of Kareemi, that give to us your rahmat, your forgiveness, your mercy, your kindness, your blessings. Ey mere pyare khuda, forgive each and every one of us our major sins and our minor sins. The sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. The sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Allah, you have seen everything. You have heard everything. You have known everything. There is nothing that has been hidden from your sight. It was just your sign of rahmat and mercy that you concealed and hid our sins from the public. Ey mere pyare khuda, how much have we disobeyed you in our past lives, and at present also how much we are disobeying you. Oh by Allah, but in spite of our disobedience, you are giving us food to eat, water to drink, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, lovely modes of transport. Oh Allah, what ni'mat you are showering upon us. Where can there be another Allah? There is no one besides you. There is no one for us besides you. You are Rahim, you are Kareem. Ey Allah, tu maaf karne wala khuda hai, tu bakhshne wala khuda hai, tu raham karne wala khuda hai. Ey Allah, kab tak hum tujhe naraz karte rahenge? How long are we going to walk on this earth with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with malice, with greed, and with all the filthy evil desires in our hearts? Oh Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hearts and mind, forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. Oh Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. We have got oceans of sins and mountains of sins. But oh Allah, if man can make a dynamite stick, we can blow up huge mountains. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow up the mountains of sins of ours? Ya Allah, our life is melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day. Ya Allah, day by day we are coming closer and closer to our graves. Oh by Allah, especially in these times of fitna, when a person does not even know when he is leaving home, whether he is going to return. Ya Allah, we do not know whether we are going to see our parents again, or our children again, or our wives again. Ya Allah, we do not know whether we will return home or we will be proceeding to the Qabristan. Ey Allah, in such cases, how can we be disobeying you? Ey mere pyare khuda, whatever life is left, only you are away. There is nobody who
knows how much time is left. Ya Allah, we must consider each and every second as being the last second of our lives. Hey, mere Allah, although we are seeing so much janazas leave, but still it is having no impact on our hearts. We return to those same videos and films and movies and cinemas and theaters and gambling and zina and fornication and all kinds of haram just after burial of our deceased. Hey, mere Allah, isse zyada ghaflat ki kya nishani ho sakti hai? What can be worse than that we do not even take a lesson after burial of our dead? Hey, mere Allah, but we are turning towards you with forgiveness. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you and seeking forgiveness. Hey, mere Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Open our hearts to receive your noor. Open our hearts to receive your maghfirat and rahmat. Hey, mere pyare khuda, give us such a bond and such an attachment to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you even for a single second. Hey, mere Allah, hame teri zaat e paak ke saath aisa chipka de ke nafs o shaitan ek lamhe ke liye tujhse hame alag na kar sake. Hey Allah, we have become the slaves of nafs and shaitan. Oh Allah, they are leading us in whichever direction they wish to. Oh my beloved Allah, take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan and make us your slaves and the slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because there is no peace and no harmony and no tranquility and no serenity and no joy except in obedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, hame apna sacha pakka ghulam bana de. Ay Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki sachi muhabbat hamare quloob mein dal de. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Oh Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, there is no one for us except you. Ya Allah, there is no one for us except you. Ya Allah, before the day of our death comes, give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah. Ay Allah, ghusle mayyit se pehle ghusle tawbah ki tawfiq ata farma. Ya Allah, before our bodies are washed, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to wash our hearts with sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, before the libas and before the garment of kafan is put onto our bodies, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to put on the garment of taqwa over our hearts. Hey, mere Allah, tu is dunya ke andar hame sehat de. Ya Allah, in this worldly life of ours, bless us with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with satisfaction, with contentment, with peace, with joy. Hey, mere pyare khuda, protect us and safeguard us from all haram. Ya Allah, safeguard our iman. Ya Allah, protect our Islam. Ya Allah, protect our akhlaq. Ya Allah, protect our homes. Protect our lives. Protect our parents, our families, our children, and the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have mercy upon the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey, mere pyare khuda, harabain sharifain mein bhi fitne dakhil ho gaye. Ya Allah, fitnas have penetrated and entered harabain sharifain. Ya Allah, homes are there watching all kinds of filth on the television screen. Hey Allah, there are so many television screens right near the haram sharif in the lobbies of the hotel rooms. Hey, mere khuda, roza-e aqdas sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko bhi humne apne khurafat aur gunahon se nahi choda. Hey Allah, we read salah and salam, and within a few seconds again we indulge in the same haram that we indulge at home. Hey Allah, lekin hamari hifazat farma, protect us, protect the haramain sharifain from all fitnas. Ya Allah, protect the haramain sharifain from the evil and mischievous designs of the kuffar and the mushrikeen, of the yahood and the nasara, of America and all the stooges. Hey mere Allah, tu iski hifazat farma de. Hey Allah, Rasul Pak swasam ke deen ko sare alam ke andar chamka de. Ya Allah, tu hame zariye ke taur par qubool farma le. Oh Allah, use us for the service of your deen. Ya Allah, use us for the service of your deen. Ya Allah, use us to connect ourselves and your and others towards you, with you, oh my Allah. Hey Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and physically ill. There are so many children who are sick and ailing. There are so many old people who are sick and ailing. Our parents are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, our family members are sick and ailing. Whoever is sick and ailing, give them cure. For shifa is in your hands, oh my Allah. We are seeking shifa from you. Ya Allah, we know that sickness is also a rahmat. We know that sickness is also a blessing. But we are extremely weak. Therefore, Allah, change the rahmat of sickness to that of good health. Change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, bless us with long life and good health. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and worries and problems, Ya Allah, remove their financial difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, safeguard us from going to the banks and borrowing on interest. Ay Allah, sood ke lene aur dene se hamari hifazat farma, for it brings nothing but finally destruction. Ay Allah, teri lanat ke saaye mein aadmi rehta hai. Ay Allah, isi lanat se hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect us from all kinds of haram earnings. Ya Allah, bless us with 100% halal earnings. Ay Allah, don't let even a morsel of haram go down our throats. Ya Allah, protect us from any kind of haram entering our system. Ya Allah, there is no shortage of halal in your treasures. If you can provide for the fish of the sea, billions of fish in the sea, O Allah, you are providing sustenance for them. Ya Allah, you are providing sustenance for the creatures. You are providing sustenance for the birds. When they leave their nest, they return to their nest with their bellies full. Ya Allah, you are providing for the animals in the jungles. What is it difficult for you to provide for us from halal sources? Ya Allah, protect us from haram. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, give them plentiful of halal and make them pay off all their debts and dues. Ya Allah, those whose children have turned towards drug, drink, wine and women, ay mere pyare khuda, their parents are crying tears of blood, but sometimes it's too late. Ay Allah, lekin tu unke bachcho ko hidayat de de. Ya Allah, it's not difficult for you to give hidayat to those children again. So many people have taken drugs for 20 years, 30 years, and just one majlis has changed their whole life and direction. Ay Allah, if this can happen, Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to change all the hearts? Ay Allah, tu sab ki zindagiya badal de. Ay Allah, unko nek aur saleh bana de. Ay Allah, maa baap ke farma bardar bana de. سامنے جھکنے والے بنا دے. اے اللہ, تجھ سے مانگنے والے بنا دے. اے میرے پیارے خدا, ہم سب کو قبول فرما لے. Oh my beloved Allah, we have to leave this world and come to you one day. یا اللہ, we have got no credit balance. اے میرے پیارے خدا, good deeds, we have got nothing to our credit. All we have got is our stock of sins, but oh Allah, we are seeking forgiveness. یا اللہ, how are we going to face رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم on the day of قیامہ? With what face are we going to ask him for Jame Kausar when we are not obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But ay mere pyare khuda, you are ghafoorur rahim. My beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen. Ay mere Allah, hum par raham farmale, hum par karam farmale. Ay Allah, so much of sacrifices was made in Makkah Mukarrabah and Madina Tayyibah and all over the world. Sahaba kiram, ay Allah, they gave their lives for the sake of deen. Ay Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, so much of his blood has oozed in Makkah Mukarrabah. That Mubarak land has absorbed so much of his blood. Ay Allah, Taif has absorbed so much of his blood. Ay Allah, Maidan-e-Uhud, my beloved Nabi alayhi salat wa salam is stoned. Ay Allah, he was your beloved. He was masoom. He was sinless. But oh Allah, so much he is tearing and so much he is crying and so much he is seeking for the ummat that was to come. Ay Allah, how much he cried for us. And today when he is informed that that ummat for whom you were stoned, that ummat for whom you stood whole night in prayer, that ummat is today in the casinos, that ummat today in filthy video films, that ummat today in filthy literature and porn movies, and that ummat in adultery and fornication, that ummat in gambling and in fraud. Ay Allah, mere pyare Nabi ko kaisi takleef pochti hogi, what kind of injury and pain we are causing to my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But oh Allah, tonight we are making sincere tawbah from all of us. Give us the himmat and the courage to fight against our nafs like lions, oh my Allah. How long are we going to remain like munafiqs on this earth? How long are we going to remain like fox on this earth? Ay mere Allah, hamare qulub ko nifaq se paak farma, hamari aankhon ko paak farma, hamare dilon ko paak farma. Ay Allah, is dunya se jab hum jaye to paak saaf ho kar ke jaye. Ya Allah, let the angel of death find us in a good state. Let not the angel of death find us in a casino. Let not the angel of death find us committing adultery in some hotel room. Let not the angel of death visit us in some gambling. Let not the angel of death visit us in any kind of haram. Ay Allah, we do not know when he is going to strike. We do not know where he is going to strike and how he is going to strike. So how can we be in haram places? And especially in these days of fitna, when things are happening so fast and so quick. Ay Allah, hum sab ki hifazat farma. Ameen. Ya Allah, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all the du'as of goodness that he made for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne 124,000 sahaba-e-kiram ke saath, with 124,000 glorious shining companions of his, each and every one of them with a purified heart, each and every one of them radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Oh my Allah, we cannot even imagine what a kind of gathering that must have been. And in the company of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose heart was attached to you, oh my Allah, who was receiving the wahi from you, oh my Allah, and passing it on to the sahaba-e-kiram. Ay Allah, on that occasion, all the du'as that he made, after kissing the Hajre Aswad, the du'a that he made, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam de, Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo bhaga tha, mere pyare Nabi de, Rukne Yabani ko chum karke jo bhaga tha, mere pyare Nabi de, Mizab Rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo bhaga tha, mere pyare Nabi de, Hatim mein namaze pad karke jo bhaga tha, Ay Allah, Bataf mein chal karke jo bhaga tha, Multazam se chimat karke jo bhaga. How long he cried at the Multazam. Ay Allah, after drinking the water of Zamzam, how much du'as he made. After making namaz behind the Muqam-e-Ibrahim, how much of du'as he made. The du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa, the du'as that he made at Mina, and especially from Zohar till Maghrib, the du'as that he made at Arafat. Ay Allah, kya kya manga? Kya kya manga mere pyare Nabi ne? What he asked for us? Ya Allah, we cannot even imagine the du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. All the khair that he asked for us at Arafat and Muzdalifa and other places. Bless us with all that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless our family members with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the evil, from all the haram, from all the mischief and corruption that he asked for protection. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us. Protect our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, deen ke jo bhi kaam ho rahe, sab ko tu qubool farma. Sab ko sharf-e-qubooliyat naseeb farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul haleem. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. There is just one good news for you, that is that Alhamdulillah, there I made a lot of dua for the entire ummah wherever Allah Ta'ala gave me dua, and for all the jamaats that are doing good work, Alhamdulillah, but especially for you who are coming here with the niyat of your islah, I could not help remembering you practically in every place that I was making dua. May Allah Ta'ala accept it for myself too and for you too.